How were you this morning? Was it almost like a, were you nervous? Was like
no, not at all. It's football. This is fun. We've been working for 10 weeks to prepare for this, and now is our time to show everybody, show all the coach, show the media that we've worked hard and we've all made that transition in the NFL.
Your footwork looked very smooth under center.
Thank you.
Did you get good feedback from the teams?
Yeah, they all thought it went very well, and footwork's not hard. I've been working on it all along, and it was just showing everybody that I can do it, and I thought I did a pretty good job at it today.
Wayne, what's the one thing you did today that answered the biggest question?
Threw the football from under center. That's the biggest thing the coaches wanted to see, that transition, taking the 5-7 three-step drops from under center, and like I said, I nailed all my drops today.
Wayne, who were some of the teams in the front offices you enjoyed talking to today?
Everybody. I think all 32 teams were represented today, and everybody had a chance to meet with them and say hello, and I was good just associating ourselves with all the coaches.
Well, you have any, the Jets are in the market for a quarterback, but Rex Ryan spent some time talking to you.
Coach Ryan's a great guy, and the biggest thing he said is have fun, be a kid every day, or else you're not going to be successful and you're not going to excel, and that's the mindset he takes, and that's what he told Mark. Just have fun every day, and you're going to get better, and you'll be fine.
Going from here, do you know any private?
What?
Knowing this day was coming, did you feel any pressure, any heat?
No, not at all. Like I said, it's football. This is the easy stuff. Working out is the hard stuff, and today was our day to kind of go out here and show the teams what we've worked on the last 10 weeks and prove that we can do it in the NFL.
But you're kind of like there wasn't no nervousness out there when you're warming up?
No, I think you guys were more nervous than I was to see how I was going to do. I was just ready to go out there and have fun, throw the football around.
We're sweating about as much as you sweat.
Yeah, it was humid in here today. I warmed up better than snow on Monday.
Kind of like Kush from Jerry Maguire, you know?
I don't know.
Blaine, how many throws did you like to have back that you made?
I missed a dig. I missed that deep ball down the sideline, and that's going to happen. It's pretty hard to be accurate at 65 yards. You're going to hit about one out of every eight of those, and I missed it by a few yards, but hey, that's fine. I overthrew him a little bit.
How challenging was it working with receivers that you didn't really know until a few days ago?
It wasn't a challenge at all. Those guys are high-level football players, and they're extremely talented. They fast in and out of breaks, and they showcased to a lot of teams that they're very skilled.
What can you say about Jamar's one?
He's a stud. I think he had like 1,600 receiving yards last year, 20 touchdowns, so he came out, hit a hell of a day today, made a bunch of one-handers on that comeback, and he definitely showcased his skills.
From here, what's next, Lane, in terms of private workouts, anything like that?
What?
From here, what's next after this day, private workouts?
Yeah, there's workouts, dinners that we have set up in the next month or so, and just knock those out, and then the draft in April.
Hey, with the union lockout going, and the union maybe asking people to not go to the draft, is that something you contemplated, or do you plan on doing?
Yeah. I'm not really educated on the subject, but the draft is a month and a half away.
But certainly that would be a special moment for you, right? You'd hate to miss that.
Well, I mean, it would be special for anybody. That's a kid's dream going to the draft, but they're going to work things out, I'm confident. The draft is a month and a half away. They're going to reach an agreement, and I'm willing to do whatever, and I'm just happy to have the opportunity.
And when you were throwing all those balls at Parkway West, you know, as a freshman, sophomore, did you really think that at one day this is what was going to happen, that you'd be
throwing it in front of scouts? It was my goal, and that's what I've been working towards. And you're not going to do something if you don't believe in it. And I, all along, I believed I'd be in this place, not necessarily this soon, but I had that goal set, and I was going to reach it no matter what.
No doubts that you made the right decision to go to the NFL now, are there?
There's no question. It became a pretty easy decision, and this is a kid's dream. Everybody wants to have this opportunity, and I had that today.
Blaine, you've been to pro days here before. It's never been anything like this. What does this send a message about, you know, not only obviously yourself, but what this program can do for other kids?
There's no question. It was awesome to have everybody here. It was a great atmosphere, not only for myself and every other player that was participating here today, but our coaching staff, our current Mizzou players, this university, this state. It's cool to have all these NFL coaches, general managers here, and it put Mizzou on the map with all the media here.
Was there anybody that you saw that you go, wow, that's pretty cool, he's here?
Oh, not really. I met them all at the combine and talked to them all this morning. So.